Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, we have a really basic and yet a really wonderful thing to consider this morning. Let's get started. We are instructed in the Bible to live and walk and worship and, well, many things in the Spirit. But most of us don't fully understand what that means. The doers among us say, just let me get my hands dirty. While the worshipers say, just let me sing or pray. And the emotional or tender-hearted say, just show me someone who needs love and care. So in the Spirit has different implications depending on how we are wired, if you would. And that's fine, but we can know our God, our Savior, our Father, and our Helper better and better as we submit to this wonderful concept in the Spirit. There are a couple of really key verses to consider. First, Galatians 5:22. You all know it, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Many of us know this verse and refer to it often considering the Spirit of God. It speaks of individual and group edification. But there is an even more consequential verse that I'd like to focus upon. It's Galatians 4:6. It says, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. There's only one person in Scripture to ever use this term, Abba. It's Jesus, when he was in the midst of utter rejection by humanity, there in the garden, sweating drops of blood. Church-focused Christianity teaches us to understand the Spirit's fruit as in Galatians 5:22 and 23, because He is the influence in our relationships with each other. But Christ's focus was upon the Father here. For Him to cry out, Abba, Father, signified a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with God, expressing both dependence and love as a child to a father. Now, Abba is an Aramaic word equivalent to daddy or papa, emphasizing a close, affectionate, and trusting connection. And this is perhaps the crux of the matter. It reflects a sense of belonging and assurance of being God's own. As for intimacy and closeness, the term Abba denotes a level of intimacy and closeness that goes beyond, far beyond, a formal or religious relationship with God. It expresses a childlike trust and reliance on God, recognizing Him as a loving and caring Father. And it's not merely a vocal expression, but a heartfelt cry arising from a deep-seated understanding of God's love and the identity as His child. This is what Jesus came to share, friends, to give to us, not only the glorious promise of eternal life, but everything Abba represents. Importantly, notice that the placing of His Son's Spirit, as the verse says, in our heart, is not expressly for salvation. The Scripture tells us that that was settled in Christ from before the beginning. For instance, 2 Thessalonians 2 says, but we are bound to give God thanks always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. And 2 Timothy 1:9 says, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Rather, Galatians 4:6 tells us expressly that for those of us who recognize him as our Savior, the Son's Spirit was sent into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. It is all about recognizing God as our Abba. It's about opening our spiritual eyes to that reality, that connection, that awesome trust that we are indeed in him and he in us. This sense of belonging is the sense of being accepted, valued, and included in God's family. It's more than just being physically in the pew, so to speak. The new creature doesn't just behave or think differently. The new creation sees the Creator in a whole new way. It's about knowing, having absolute assurance that you're connected and that you matter to the Father and your heavenly family. Well, key aspects of belonging are easy: acceptance, inclusion, connectedness, support. Now, I'm not just putting forth a theory. You see, the concept of Abba is so important to us as people, for we literally inherit our desire to belong. It's hardwired in our brain. You know, studies have shown that we crave connection in the same region of the brain that we crave food. And we experience social exclusion in the same part of the brain that we experienced physical pain. As someone recently reminded me, we don't walk by feeling, even a feeling of belonging. We walk by faith and trust. That's true. Nevertheless, God's work is to give us this awesome sense through his Spirit. And so we recognize Abba. We do walk in that recognition or awareness. It's his will that we have this view. You could say that through Jesus, he has shown us, he welcomes that connection with us. It's his will for us to know we belong, that we have an inheritance along with Christ. Revelations 21 says, he who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And Romans 8:17 says that if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. You know, last month we traveled through a foreign country. We experienced many warm friendships, but also sensed all the time that we were not native to the environment. There was no sense at all of belonging there. But there is a country where all of us, as believers, belong. It's a home with a wonderful Father. John 17 says, Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. This is what our hearts long for. Abba, Father. John 17 says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you've sent.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.